Memorial Coliseum will be awful noisy this afternoon. However, it will be far from filled. Honestly, we expect only about 5,000 people here. This place is a sellout, believe it or not. It's going to be a complimentary ticket day because people are outside almost giving them away. A lot of no-shows because none of the ACC teams are involved. This part of the country, they love collegiate basketball, but if one of their ACC teams isn't involved, I think they'd rather stay home and do something else.
Well, they love basketball down here, but they refuse to believe that it's played or played properly anywhere else. And of course, a large contingent from the University of Syracuse and from Rutgers University, who were here Friday night for the summer final rounds, they've gone back. So you've got a crowd of about, as you say, Markovich, 5,000 wrapping around the big Greensboro Coliseum, which holds 15-5. But it will be noisy. And that was the University of Penn band that serenaded us at the end. They sort of stuck in with the anthem. I think they came in a little bit quieter than Francis Scott Key when he wrote it there at Fort McHenry. They really trick you with that anthem sometimes on the start of it, getting it in before the game, went with television. And so the two regionals today, here is the East, St. John's in Pennsylvania, which nobody thought would happen. And a couple of hours later, out west will be the Mideast. I said out west, but I think it's in Indianapolis, Indiana. A city of fond memories, talking about the Armed Forces Radio, because I took my basic training at Camp Atterbury in Indianapolis. That'll be Notre Dame and Michigan State. And that everybody did figure out, and that should be a whale of a ball game. Two big, strong, muscular teams. Notre Dame with its Kelly Trabucan, Michigan State with its Irving Johnson, going head-to-head. Here, I think Markovich is not a case of individual stars, even though Penn has the outstanding Tony Price. I think it's a case of five men versus five men, with two exceptionally learned and knowledgeable coaches. One an old-timer, and Louis won't mind me calling him the old coach, because that's what he refers himself. And young Bob Weinauer from Pennsylvania, from Massapequa, Long Island. A young man who has marked ability to lead men, to show the young Chargers, the younger Chargers, this game of basketball. And I predict a great, great career for this young fellow. And I just hope he doesn't start at the fast. No, I'm certainly noticed right now I'm rooting, Mark.
University of Pennsylvania Quakers are a very, very swift ball club with James Salters and Bobby Willis at the guard, 5'11 and 6'2. They average 10 for Salters, 9 for Willis. They'll try to steal the ball on you just about every time you try to bring it up court. A lot of 1-3, 1-1 zone. It'll go three-quarter press, half-court press. Also, the University of Pennsylvania, after you come down with a rebound, the little guy's trying to sneak around the baseline. They'll try to pick your pocket after you've got the ball.
They don't let up on you. They'll, you know, even if you're showering, they'll come in and take the soap. And this is what fun. They're a team that overlooks no bets, and this is a game that you can't overlook a bet. You have to be up for every mistake. I think the other night, St. John's did make a few errors. Rutgers failed to take advantage of them. St. John's cannot make too many errors against Pennsylvania. The little guys, Dolphins and Willis, will just harangue you. It's not a full court press, but it's a bothersome thing. And it's so typical of Big Five basketball out of Philly. You didn't associate the Big Five. You know, you always associated St. Joe and Villanova with the tenacious defense. You didn't associate Penn with it, but that's the way it is now with the University of Penn Quakers.
We'll be back to take a look at the starting lineup right after this from the Richmond Hill Savings Bank.
It's Penny that tells me, Penny the queen of the bank that opens doors for you.
Richmond Hill Savings, Richmond Hill.
Here's good news for long-term savers. Richmond Hill Savings Bank 8% a year savings certificate pays you the top effective annual yield of 8.45% when you leave your principal and interest on deposit for a full year. Richmond Hill's 8% savings certificate gives you maturities of 8 years or more with a minimum deposit of $1,000. Inquire about this guaranteed 8% a year savings certificate at any office of Richmond Hill Savings Bank in Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk. Member FDIC.
We open the doors of Richmond Hill.
John Basketball on WGBB Freeport and along 300 stations along the Armed Forces Radio Network. Just a few short moments away from the beginning of this ballgame, University of Pennsylvania Quakers to our right, warming up, to our left, St. John's University. The Redmen have worn white throughout the entire tournament. Again, they will wear white this afternoon. It's just done by a coin toss. That looks good for St. John's if you believe in miracles and if you believe in being superstitious. But on the other side of the coin, University of Pennsylvania, the other Cinderella team in this tournament, they've done just as well as St. John's, and they've been wearing their road red uniforms all along. So neither advantage right there, Bill.
I got just one question, Mark. What's a coin toss?
That's what you do with a coin when you throw it in the air.
When you throw it, you caught it.
Right?
I thought rooming with manager Larry Falabella, I saw him laying out the white uniform and recall that Louis had won the flip and were wearing white. I said, that's great, that's a good omen. And Larry reminded me that Penn has worn their dark road uniform throughout their tournament wins over Iona, over North Carolina, and a good win, a really solid win over a good Syracuse team just the other night. So is he going to superstition? How about this now? In the regionals in baseball last June, for St. John's to get to the College World Series, which is college baseball's equivalent of the Final Four, they had a knockoff of Philadelphia team. Simple. And they did it. So here again to get to the Final Four in basketball, a real bonanza, Salt Lake City this year, they had to knock off another Philadelphia team, the Quakers from the University of Pennsylvania. And I've got to say this now because I've got to get it out of my system. I will say that the team is feeling their oats, the Quaker oats. All right, now that's the last I'm going to mention that, Mark. If I say that again, you can hit me.
St. John's Redmen, a confident ball club. Coach Lucon has said to call them a close team. They really don't get up very high at all. They have that atmosphere about them that they go out and do the job, and they sure have done it in the NCAA. St. John's Redmen with victories over Temple by the score of 75-70, Duke 80-78, and Rutgers 67-65. A lot of teams that Coach Lucon II has had in the past have, on paper, had better talent and maybe should have gone further in the NCAA. But this team this year, putting it all together, they've got their chance when the NCAA picked them as the 40th team in the tournament, and they've made good use of it. Up to now, three victories in a row in the NCAA. The last time a St. John's Redmen team came this far was back in 1952 when St. John's lost to a tough Kansas team in the final.
That was a club that featured Bob Zawalek for St. John's, and of course, the big matchup there, again, as it is, the importance of the center. Bob Zawalek went in against Clyde Lovellette and played him even up nose to nose. But St. John's went down to a good charged up Kansas team, which later went on to be the formation of the 1952 Olympic squad. In those days, Markovich, the NCAA first and second place team played the NIT winner and the NAIA winner for a college champion, and then your AAU and Army teams played, and then you played off, and the winning team made up the bulk of the championship of the Olympic squad. That year it was the Peoria Capitalers, the AAU club out of Illinois, and but Kansas was second, and five of those Kansas players that defeated St. John's went on to Helsinki, Finland for the 1952 Olympiad. Again, this is an Olympic year. The setup and selection for the Olympics are a little bit different, but there are some big games coming up international level this year, and we might see some of these young men in them. The Pan Am Games, the World University Games in Mexico City, and of course the Olympiad a year from now in Moscow.
St. John's Redmen are to our right, the University of Pennsylvania Quakers to our left. Again, St. John's in the home white uniform with red numeral, red and black trim. Pennsylvania, road red with white numeral and white trim. We'll match up the forwards for you at first. Will be Tony Price for the Quakers. Price, a 6'7 senior, averaging 19 points a game. He greets Frank Gilroy for St. John's, the 6'5 sophomore, averaging 8 points per game. Smith will start at the other forward for Pennsylvania, 6'5 senior, averaging 14 a game. For St. John's, Lenny Flair, 6'4 sophomore, 8 points a game at center. For the Quakers, Matt White, a 6'10 senior, averaging 12 a game. For St. John's, 6'8 sophomore, Wayne McCoy, averaging 16 points a game. At the guard, the point guard for Pennsylvania, James Salter, 5'11 junior, averaging 10 points a game. He'll match up against Reggie Carter. Carter, the St. John's Redmen leading scorer, 15 points a game. He's a 6'8 6'3" junior. The other guard for the Quakers, Bobby Willis, a 6'2" in senior, averaging 9 a game. He greets Bernard Renter at center court. Renter for St. John's, a 6'1" junior, averaging 10 points a game. St. John's Redmond went through a lot of 3-2 zone against Rutgers because they ran into quite a bit of foul trouble. Willie doesn't like to use the zone. However, in that ball game, we'd have to say that was the reason St. John's was able to stay in it and pick up a 2-point victory. They kept the ball away from Bailey. Bailey, in fact, out of frustration towards the end of the game, just shrugged his shoulders and waved his hands towards the ground. He was really upset that he wasn't getting the ball. I think, Bill, the figure was in the first couple of minutes of the second half, Bailey got 5 points. From there, he touched the basketball twice and put one shot in.
That's all, and when you shut off the big guy, that was the big problem. And then Wayne McCoy stuck to his knitting. He wasn't scoring the points, but he stayed in there. He hung in there. And in that last-ditch emergency, when the ship was whistling perilously and Reggie Carter shot missed with 4 seconds to go, there was the USS Wayne McCoy through the waves of knocking the rebound and give St. John, I think, the most tasteful victory. Tasty victory we've had all season long. There's been some good ones, the pace is good, but nothing was as good as that win over Rutgers just a few nights ago.
The officials will be working out of the Southeastern Conference and the Big Ten Conference. We'll be working with 3 officials this afternoon. Super Bowl game the officials had it when St. John's played Rutgers. Rutgers shooting a lot of one-on-ones because St. John's in the first half picked up a lot of fouls, but all those fouls were there. Redmond have to be a lot more careful. They'd like to put Pennsylvania in foul trouble. The University of Pennsylvania St. John's field with not a very strong bench. St. John's can go to the bench. In fact, Gordon Thomas came off the bench, the 6th man, the other evening against Rutgers. Thomas scored 14 points and in the first half really kept St. John's in the ball game. Two teams are out on the court. They want to go to Salt Lake City. Only one will make the trip to Salt Lake and the Final Four. The Redmond send out Carter, Rachel, Player, Gilroy, and McCoy. The University of Pennsylvania with Salters, Willis, Price, Smith, and White. The court is finally cleared and the ball players are ready to go. The St. John's Redmond will be moving right to left, and the University of Pennsylvania Quakers will be moving left to right.
And we see in the Penn stands, they're getting ready with the tissue paper to throw for the first Penn goal. I don't know why they do that, but they do. They only tie up the ball game.
Tapped in the air, tapped around twice by St. John's McCoy. Out of bounds, it'll be University of Pennsylvania ball. From side court, the Quakers will put it in play. In the backcourt, Salters will be working with Willis. Willis puts it in from side court. He gets it to James Salters. Salters walks up on the walk and dribble from left to right. Left-hand dribble between the circles. Now goes left side. St. John's man-to-man defense. Willis right side to Smith. From the head to White, top of the circle against McCoy. Right wing to Salters. Top of the key for Willis. Willis guarded by Rencher. Pull high left side to Smith in the corner to Salters. Back outside to Tony Price. Guarded by Ronnie Clare. Right to the right. Can't find it opening. Pull high right side. Finally gets it over to Willis. Willis left wing. Jumpers put up by Smith. The jumpers fall through. Tim Smith with the first 2 points. University of Pennsylvania leads 2-0. And as we've mentioned, the custom in the University of Pennsylvania and all Philadelphia schools, lots of streamers out onto the court with the first University of Pennsylvania score, and the cheerleaders for Pennsylvania come out and clear it up. But a lot of garbage on the court. Somebody is affected of it. We've always talked about it, but it's going to happen. And when it does happen, the cheerleaders and everybody come out. The only thing you want to be careful of in a situation like this is not to leave anything on the court where a ball player can hurt himself.
I just don't see it. Anything that's the main mark of it that impedes the ordinary progress of the game simply should not be allowed. And this is the St. John's people are starting to do it, and that doesn't make it any better.
Full court pressure will be put on by the University of Pennsylvania. Looks like they'll match up in a man-to-man. Bernard Renter will put the ball in play for the Redmond. 19:25 left to play in the first half. Penn with an early lead, 2-0. Officials are finally ready. They've cleared the court. We're set for action. Renter inbound to Carter. Back to Renter. Renter will walk it up. I'll give it to Gilroy to Carter. Bounce pass to Renter. He'll cross the timeline. Full court pressure now half court for Pennsylvania. McCoy gets the top of the circle. Back outside to Renter. Looks at a 2-1-2 zone. Renter, hold high right side. Left wing for Gilroy. Face left. Top of the circle for Renter. Left side for Gilroy to Renter. High post to McCoy. Loses it. It's stolen by Salton. So there's the quick hands for Pennsylvania with the quick steal. Willis brings it up down the left side. Bobby Willis, top of the circle against Carter. Pass to back out. Needs an opening. Bounce pass outside to Salter. Left side, hole high. Jim Smith, the jumper is up. No good. Rebound. Matt White gets position on McCoy. Follow up the glass. No good. Rebound. Price. The shot is blocked, and he's got a foul. Price with a foul. Follow, and the foul on Gilroy. First foul on Frank Gilroy, first on St. John. Once again, the Redmen get off to a slow start. They did against Duke. They did against Rutgers. 18:42 left on the first half clock. Pennsylvania leads 2-0. Tony Price, the 6'7 senior, steps to the free throw line. First one's up and good. 3-0 Pennsylvania.
There are two New York defenders. Markovich on Price is from New York, and so is
second free throw is up and good. 4-0 lead for Pennsylvania. Full force pressure again by the Quakers. Carter tries to get it in. He's fouled. With the body. Bobby Willis with the foul. His first. The first against Pennsylvania. From side court, it'll be St. John's ball. St. John's can expect to get full court pressure the entire way unless Pennsylvania gets into foul trouble. Rensher gets it to Carter on the walk and dribble. Back to Rensher. Gets it up to Gilroy. Gilroy needs help back to the timeline of Bernard Rensher. Rensher with a left-hand dribble. Looks at the 2-1-2 zone. Looks to the right. Comes to the left. Lob pass to Gilroy. Bounce pass top of the circle to Rensher. He'll take the jumper from 17. No good. We're going to whistle the foul. Ronnie Player with a pushing foul underneath. Player's first foul. St. John's second. It'll be Pennsylvania ball from side court. 18-19 left to play in the first half of this ball game. Pennsylvania leads 4-0. Redmond really again getting off to a slow start. James Salters between the circles, left hand dribble. Back outside for Willis. Right side for Price, breaking the hoop. Salters blocked by Gilroy. And Carter comes up with a rebound. Left wing, running clear to the baseline. Back outside to Carter, off his chest against the back. Looks outside for Wrench. Great block on the layup by Gilroy. Man-to-man this time for the University of Pennsylvania. Rensher, hole high, right side. Lob pass underneath to McCoy. Turnaround jumper is up, no good. Taps up, no good. Rebound. Matt White, Pennsylvania, gets it up to Willis. Willis up the middle. Gets around Rensher, drives in. Layup is up. Scoop is good. Pennsylvania leads 6-0. As the Redmen look at full court pressure, they need help. Rensher over to Carter. Back to Rensher. Hope across the timeline. Bounce pass through Reggie Carter. Between the circles for Rensher. 2-1-2 this time by Pennsylvania. Alley-oop to McCoy. Layup is up. No good. Tap is up. And falls through. Let's see who they give the basket to. Could be McCoy. Redmen get on the scoreboard.
And now St. John's fans have entered into this rather silly practice. And that's what it is. It is a silly practice. It's impeding the progress of the game. So while the cheerleaders and the attendants go out and clean up the debris, then we'll take the ball out of bounds.
McCoy is credited with the St. John's hoop. Raven Trail 6-2. James Colton, top of the key, gets around Carter, drives into the layup, no good, rebound, Reggie Carter. Carter, left-hand dribble, tries to break the press, does with a fast break down the lane, looks for the layup off the glass, no good. McCoy gets the rebound, we got a foul on Price. Tony Price's first foul, the second against the University of Pennsylvania.
McCoy struck in under them that time to hit that rebound, and Price just committed that one of those annoying reaching-in fouls.
17 minutes and 1 second left to play in the first half. 10-6, St. John's 2. It's Redmond ball from underneath their own hoop. Bernard Rensher will key the inbound play. Rensher alley-oop to McCoy. McCoy's up with the shot. No good. Rebound White. White quickly to Salters.
Down there again, Mark.
Salters at the right hash mark with a right-hand dribble. Redmond stay man-to-man defense. Looks right side. And we got a whistle underneath. 3 second violation called against Pennsylvania. Pass went to Smith down the right wing, but the official underneath saw the 3 second violation. And the turnover will give it to St. John's. Rensher and Carter working in the backcourt. Rensher with the walk and dribble. Works right to left. He's guarded by Willis. In the lane, Ronnie Player tries the layup. It's up and good. Pretty move with the left hand. Ronnie Player for his first two. Redmond trail 6-4. Willis drives to the hoop all the way down the court, drops off, now the layup, oh, hit by Smith. Pretty move by Smith off the pass, he scores 2-8-4. And on top, right wing, running player, drives top of the key, bounce pass to McCoy, is out of bounds, bad pass, bounce pass to McCoy. tackles, and Wayne couldn't pick it up. 16 minutes and 17 seconds left to play in the half. 8-4 Penn. They'll bring it up left to right. Probably the quickest team St. John's has seen all year. High right side, Smith, top of the key to Saucers, left side to Price. We're going to whistle underneath, and an offensive foul against Pennsylvania.
So the second team foul on the Quakers.
That'll be on Bobby Willis. It'll be his second.
It's also the second on Willis.
That's the third team foul against the University of Pennsylvania. St. John's with two. We approach 16 minutes to play in the half. On the walk and dribble, Rencher. Takes to the right, high post to Player from the free throw line. Jumper is up and good.
Got an open shot right that time. Rencher really hit him. Found the open man. A secret in basketball.
Alley-oop underneath to Smith, the baseline. Back outside to Saucers. Top of the key to Willis. Right side to Smith. Holds the ball above his head. Takes left. Goes right to the baseline. We got a foul outside. And it'll be on Gilroy. The foul on Gilroy is his second. He's got to be careful. He's been picking up fouls like crazy here in the NC2A.
And on his first day, too.
Score is 8-6. Redmond trail by two. Penn had a 6-point lead just a few short seconds ago. From underneath his own hoop, Saucers will put the ball in play. Looks underneath. Goes right wing to Willis. Willis makes to the left, goes to the right. Now top of the key on the pass to Salter. Full high, right side, Price takes the shot, has it stolen by Claire. Let Claire move up against Salter. Drives the layup, loses it out of bounds. It's and ball. Riding just lost the handle, ball went out of bounds. He knew Salter was to his right and lost the handle and threw it away. 15:30 left to play in the half.
Salter never gave up a minute. A lot of guys back off when that happens. He stayed right with Ronnie, step to step, and forced a very costly turnover.
On the walk and dribble, Saucers between the circles, right hand dribble. Looks underneath, Redmond say man-to-man, left wing for Smith. Holds the ball above his head to right, top of the key. Takes to the right, now gets a low post to Price, turn around, jumper off the glass, no good. White follow, no good. White gets it back, and we've got a whistle and a foul on Carter. Matt White getting position as Reggie Carter picks up the foul, his first, St. John's fourth. See if White was in the act of shooting. If he was, he'll be shooting two. He goes to the free throw line with the score of 10-8, St. John's 6. White, a 6'10" senior from Bethesda, Maryland. First of two on right. Shots up. It's around and falls through. First point for Matt White. He's averaged 12 on the year. 9-6, Penn. White second free throw. Ball's in the air, it's up. Around, no good. Rebound. Seems from going out of bounds by Willis. Lance good.
Oh, what a pretty play.
Willis with 4 points, gives Penn a 5-point lead, 11-6. Rod Rencher gets it up to Reggie Carter. Full court pressure that time by Penn. We're under 15 minutes to play in the half. Between the circles, Rencher. Bounce pass right wing for Carter. His first jumper. No, he passes outside to Rencher. Drives down. 12-footer is up and good. Bernard Rencher in the lane for two. Redmond trail 11-8. Saucers trying to beat everybody down court. Has it right corner. Redmond stay man-to-man. Now Saucers takes the top of the key and a pass to Willis. Left side now to White. Top of the key for Smith. Drives in the lane now outside of Saucers. Whole high right side. Jumper is put up by Bobby Willis. No good. Rebound Rencher. Rencher down the left wing. Passes off to Carter. He's pushed from behind. Foul will be on Tim Smith, his first, the fourth, against the University of Pennsylvania.
Tim Smith agreed with that call by slapping the official who called it right on the rump and saying, you got me.
Frank Gilroy's got two quick fouls for St. John's. Doesn't want to pick up his third. He's got to stay in the ball game. St. John's really got lucky, and thanks to the super coaching of Lou Carnesecca the other evening, they were able to defeat Rutgers with a lot of ball players in foul trouble. It'll be St. John's ball from underneath their own hoop. Redmond can close the gap to one. Rencher, Carter at the guard. Player Gilroy and McCoy up front for St. John's. Pennsylvania with Price, Smith at the forwards. White at center, Walters and rather Saucers and Willis at the guards. Left corner, the shot by Carter is up no good on the inbound play. Rebound is grabbed out of the air by Bobby Willis. Willis, all high left side, now top of the key to
Smith, left wing to Salter. Salter can't find the opening in the corner, goes back to outside to Willis. Right wing, Salter's all alone for the 20-footer, no good. Rebound, grabbed by Ronnie Player. Blair dishes off to Bernard Rencher. Rencher, right corner to McCoy. He'll go right wing with the jumper. It's up, no good. Rebound, Matt White. White dishes it off to Willis. Willis, left-hand dribble, moves left to right. Now at the left sideline. Has the ball tapped away by Rencher. He gets it back top of the key to Smith. Left wing, Price jumper is up and short. Rebound, Gilroy. Gilroy gives it off to McCoy. McCoy will bring it up. Now finds Rencher. Rencher crosses the timeline. Works between the circles. Man-to-man defense by the Quakers. Rencher looks underneath. Can't find anybody. Goes to the wing to Carter. Back to Rencher. The Carter is posting his man. He's got Saunders. Saunders knocked it away, however. Pretty move by the little guy. Grabbed out of the air by Willis. Willis down the right sideline. Outside to Smith. Fakes the shot. Drives in against Gilroy. Jumpers up. No good. Rebound tapped up in the air by Price. Goes out of bounds. It's St. John's ball off the hand of Tony Price. What a super play by James Salters at 5'11". Carter's got 4 inches on him. Posted him down low. Was able to knock the ball away. 13 minutes left to play in the half. 10-11, St. John's 8. Reggie Carter to Bernard Rencher, hole high right side. Looks underneath the Rent to Carter. Turnaround jumper is up and good. That time he posted Salters and it worked. Carter's first 2 points. Redmond within one. Willis, hole high right side. Looks underneath. Has to come back outside to Price. Takes to the left, goes to the right, in the lane, the jumper is up and good. Tony Price has 4 points, his first field goal, 13-10, Penn lead. Rencher looks at full court pressure, a little behind the back dribble. He gets it up court to Player down the right wing, to McCoy at the baseline, the reverse layup underneath is good.
So Crosby on the case, that reverse layup.
Hole high right side, Willis. Cross court to Price, in the lane, works in against Player, and he's fouled by McCoy. McCoy helping out, reaches in and fouls him. First foul on McCoy. Fifth against St. John's. Into the ball game for Penn. Ken Hall, he replaces Salters. Hall is in the game replacing Salters for St. John's. Gordon Thomas is in. He replaces Frank Gilroy. From side court, Tony Price will put the ball in play with 12-16 left to play in the half. Gets it into Willis at the left hash mark. Comes top of the circle on the walk and dribble. Back to the left side to Smith. High post to White. Takes inside. Has it knocked away by McCoy. Grabs it back. Right side hole high. Willis holds the ball above his head underneath. The Price looks in. Shots up. No good. Taps is up. We got a foul. Foul on White shot. Called by the official. And it'll be on McCoy, his second.
So immediately after a good offensive move that established his credentials against fellas like Price underneath, Wayne McCoy commits 2 fouls and is now in shaky water.
Price to the free throw line to shoot 2. First one's up. Good. Price with 5 points and lead 14-12. Wayne McCoy with 3 fouls, St. John with 2 fouls, rather. Wayne McCoy with 2 fouls, St. John's with 6. Price's free throw is up, no good. Tap back, grabbed by the Redmond. Rencher up to Gordon Thomas, left wing, back outside to Player, top of the circle to Carter. To go outside to Rencher. Redmond set up against the 2-1-2 zone. Left side, hole high, Thomas, top of the key to Rencher, left side to Thomas. Takes inside, goes outside to Rencher, to Player. Thomas, left corner, jumper is up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Penn. Willis gets the rebound, comes up the middle. Hole high, right side, now closes down. Stutter step, cross court to Price. Price, top of the key, underneath to Matt White. Moves in against McCoy. We got a foul on McCoy.
And there it is. That's the third foul on the big guy. And so with 9 and one half minutes to go. In the ball game. No, I'm sorry, 11:30 to go. I mean that's Clark Blackwood. Wayne McCoy is whistled through the bench. This is what happened the other night against Rutgers.
11 minutes and 30 seconds left to play in the half as Matt White goes to the free throw line, 6'10 senior. He's shooting the 1-1, St. John's over the limit. White takes his time, puts it up, it's good. 15-12 for Penn, they lead by 3. White set for the second free throw. It's up. Good. 16-12, 4-point lead by Penn. Full court pressure on the inbound play. It's knocked out of bounds by Price.
Look who's guarding the inbound pass here. That's Richard. The big fella, Price. French is getting his feet untangled from some TV wires there, and that television camera is pushed back by the referee.
Inbound play forward by Willis, right wing, the shot's up, no good, he's fouled. Inbound play stolen by the very quick University of Pennsylvania team, and the foul will be against St. John's. It'll be on Bernard Rencher. For Rencher, that's his first, Redmond are over the limit. And a one-on-one situation or a two-shot foul. Two-shot foul coming up for Bobby Willis.
Mark, I wonder what the significance is. They really went to the press. Here's Willis shooting.
Willis, a left-hand shooter. First one's up and good.
They really went to that down-the-throat press after McCoy came out of the game. Now, I wonder what made Coach Weinauer of Penn do that.
Second free throw coming up. It's good. Willis with 6 points to lead Penn. A six-point lead, 18-12. Rencher looking for help, finds Reggie Carter. Carter up to Thomas. Up court to Rudy Wright, who's in replacing McCoy. Back to Thomas. Outside to Carter to Rencher between the circles. 2-1-2 zone by Penn. Rencher hole high right side. Comes left side to Borden Thomas. His jumper is up. It's short. Rebound Matt White. So Thomas, who was hitting off the bench the other night, not doing it now. Up court quickly. The pass went cross court to Ken Hall. Off his shoulder and out of bounds. He was breaking to the hoop and had the St. John's Redmond beat. 18-12, score remains, 10-6 with 11 minutes to play in the half. Rencher, left side to Thomas. Outside to Rencher, fakes right. Now goes to Thomas to the wing. Drives in, gets it to player at the baseline. Going in, he's called for set. Turnover for St. John's and the Redmond want a call time. Timeout on the floor, 10 minutes and 51 seconds. Left to play in the half. 10-18, St. John's 12.
To make it in New York, you have to be good because New Yorkers are demanding customers. Polio makes Italian soft cheese for New Yorkers and makes it so good that Polio ricotta and mozzarella cheese are the best sellers in this town, the favorite brands wherever they're sold. Quality is the main reason. Fine, dairy fresh quality. You can taste the quality in Polio's creamy, smooth ricotta cheese. Here's the authentic flavor that Italians favor. Creamy, smooth ricotta that blends easily and tastefully into everything from manicotti, veal parmesan, lasagna to cheesecake. Making dishes taste more delicious, more Italian. The same superb Polio quality is in every pack of Folsom's Luscious mozzarella cheese. Easy slicing, fast melting, Polio mozzarella is in the best Italian taste, adding delicious flavor to your favorite dishes. Polio ricotta and mozzarella, made by the world's largest producer of Italian soft cheese, made by the same Italian family in America since 1899. No wonder New York's best Italian cooks prefer Polio.
Back at Greensboro, Marte along with Bill Esposito, the St. John's Redmond back out onto the court. Rudy Wright, Gordon Thomas, running player up front, Bernard Rencher, and Reggie Carter at the guard, University of Pennsylvania. Still huddled around their coach, Bob Weinauer. 10 minutes, 51 seconds to play in the half. Penn, who has played some superb basketball, wins in the NCAA over Iona, North Carolina, and Syracuse are playing super today. They've got just 14 fouls. St. John's already over the limit with 7. Playing super defense. University of Pennsylvania, the quickest team that St. John's has seen all year long. They send out White, Price, Smith, Hall, and Bobby Willis. James Salter still on the bench for Pennsylvania. Penn will put it in play from the baseline to move the full length of the court left to right. Bobby Willis, left hash mark. Redmond stay man-to-man. Outside the hall, left wing to Smith. Matt White, top of the key. Left corner to Willis. Guarded by Rencher, cutting to the hoop is Price, and saved from going out of bounds by Willis. Willis scores the pass, saved this time on this side by Smith. Smith outside the hall, cross court to Price. Price against Blair. Full high left side, now in the lane, turnaround jumper is up. No good, rebound tapped outside, but the foul will be on Matt White. White went over the top for Rudy Wright. And Matt White with his first foul, and that'll be the fifth. The fifth against the University of Pennsylvania.
Mark getting a shot to drop right. This is cold from his area, right off the top of the chase.
Reggie Carter, right hash mark. Looks at the zone, comes this side to Renshaw. Left wing to Thomas, right side down to Carter. He'll take the jumper, it's up, no good. Crashing the board, Thomas with a rebound grab by Price. Gets it up court quickly to Willis. Willis, whole high right side, tries to get around Renshaw, and we've got a foul. On the outside, Bernard Renshaw holding on to Bobby Willis. The foul on Renshaw is his second, and Willis will shoot the 1-1. This 6-point lead is the biggest that Penn has had in the game, and the Redmen really getting beat up court by the University of Pennsylvania. We're just under 10 minutes to play in the half, Penn with a 6-point lead. Bobby Willis at the free throw line for the first 1-1. Left-hand shooter, first one's up, it's good. 7 points for Willis, leading scorer for Penn. Sets himself again. Free throws up. Good. Full court pressure by Penn. They'll do that every time they score a basket. Inbound play work to plan out at Thomas. 2-on-1. Thomas on the right side gives it to Rudy Wright. Goes in for the layup. It's good. Rudy Wright for his first 2 points. Redmond closed the gap to 6, 2014. Top of the key. Price now drives in the lane. Right-hand hook. No good. Rebound. Rudy Wright. The foul on Penn. It'll be on Matt White. That'll be his second foul on White, and the sixth on Pennsylvania. It'll be St. John's ball. Into the ball game for the University of Pennsylvania, Tom Leeson, a 6'9 freshman, replaces Matt White, the 6'10 senior, takes the breather with two fouls.
I think you're going to miss White out there, Mark. It seemed to me that every rebound that was pulled down by Penn, he got it.
Bernard Renshaw, left hand block, high post to right, outside to Carter, this side to Renshaw. Renshaw looks at that 2-3 zone. Right wing to Carter. Bounce pass in the corner to Gilroy. To Rudy Wright, ball's on the floor, they're fighting for it, we'll have a jump ball. Frank Gilroy, really again, not getting into the flow of things on offense. He doesn't have any points, and Gilroy has to start looking for the basketball. Jump will be between Ken Hall at 6'2 and Rudy Wright. Right at 6'7. Tap just outside the St. John's basket. The official is set. Ball's in the air. It's controlled by Penn, who saves it from out of bounds. A grab by Gilroy. And saves from going out of bounds again by Penn, but Simon Willis was on the sideline. So Penn again showing that quickness and stealing the basketball.
They still try to steal it even when the ball's out of bounds.
From the side court, Bernard Renshaw will inbound for St. John's.
I wouldn't leave a towel lying around with these guys.
Gets it to Carter. Drop pass for Renshaw, works between the circles, guarded closely, cross court to Thomas, to Renshaw. Stutter step left wing to Thomas, outside to Renshaw. Gets it high post to Rudy Wright. Oh, high right side. Reggie Carter's jumper is short. Rebound right. Gives it off to Gilroy, and we've got a foul. Gilroy is fouled by Price. That's the second foul on Price, and now Penn is over the limit. And Frank Gilroy will shoot the 1-1 with 8:57 left to play in the first half. Penn 20, St. John's 14, and Gilroy will shoot the 1-1. Frank Gilroy celebrating his birthday today. Steps up to the free throw line for the 1-1.
Frank has a little spiritual help there. He crossed himself before he put the ball to shoot this one.
First one's up. Good. First point for Gilroy.
That's proof, Mark, of it, that your prayers are answered, huh?
20-15 is score, Penn now by 5, led by as many as 8. Gilroy's second free throw is up. It's good. 2016, University of Pennsylvania. Bobby Willis brings it up at the right hash mark. Now goes between the circles against Renshaw. Right side to Hall. In the corner to Smith. Outside to Hall. Redner in his zone. Ball in the corner. Smith in the corner. Cross court to Willis. And a kick ball by Gordon Thomas as the pass went in the corner to Leafson. 8:37 on the halftime clock. Redmond staying at 3-2 zone. Willis, left hash mark, direct traffic, is outside for Hall. Right side to Price, holds the ball above his head, back outside to Hall. To Price, right wing, baseline to Leafson. Outside to Hall, to Willis, left wing to Price. Price takes one way, goes the other, cross court to Hall, right wing, Smith alone can't find the jumper, back outside. Willis cross court to, rather Willis with the jumper, no good, rebound, Renter stolen by Leafson off the Willis layup, good. That's what we were talking about. Don't steal the ball after you grab the rebound.
Not only that, there were three Penn players all alone under the St. John's hoop.
Bernard Renter with full court pressure has it stolen. Woods with the basketball goes to the hoop, blocked by Renter. Renter comes up with the ball. Comes down for it, now slows it down. We're 22-16, head on top by six. Pennsylvania team absolutely superb. They're all seen. Between the circles, Renter takes to the right side. Right-hand dribble, now between the legs. Tries to go one-on-one to the baseline. Shots up, and it's no good. Rebound, grab by Pennsylvania. Up court quickly, Willis. Now slows it down, goes right side, whole high. Drives to the hoop, stolen by Thomas. Thomas up to Renter. Renter to Thomas, bounce pass is too far ahead, and it's out of bounds.
Well, that was a good thought he had there. He tried to lead him. Because the Penn player was in hot pursuit, but he just let him a bit too far.
Coming out of the ball game, Bobby Willis and Tim Smith. Dolphins is back in along with Vincent Ross for Pennsylvania. With 7:21 left to play in the half, a 6-point lead for Penn. Lemon puts back the man-to-man this time down. Court Dolphins with the ball between the circles. Goes right side for Hall. Right hand mark to Price. Top of the key to Leafson. Cross court. Kenny Hall. Takes right, drives left to the baseline. Can't pass underneath. It's stolen by Blair. Blair up court to Gordon Thomas, reaching in his Dolphins. Thomas was going to the hoop. Dolphins reached in, called for the foul. His first 1-1 for Gordon Thomas. 22-16, 10 up by 6, 6:57 left to play in the half. Again, we welcome the Armed Forces Radio Network as we broadcast this game to over 300 radio stations across the world. Gordon Thomas at the free throw line to our left. Has a 1-1, first one's up, it's good. Rattles the rim, falls through. Thomas' first point. Redmond Trail 22-17. Thomas with the second half of the 1-1. He's set, shots up, it's good. 22-18. 10-4, just under 7 minutes to play. Right wing Hall back outside to Salters. Salters direct traffic, goes right wing for Ross back outside. Salters right hand dribble, Redmond in 3-2 zone. Right half mark, James Salters in the corner to Ross. Holds the ball above his head, back outside now to Hall. Around the horn, it works to Price, hole high left side. He's got it stolen, but we've got a foul. Foul will be against St. John's. Reggie Carter picks up the foul. As his second, Price will shoot the 1-1. Oh. University of Pennsylvania with a lot of steel. St. John's tries it there, and Reggie Carter picks up the foul. Tony Price, the 6'7 senior, has 5 points. First one's up on the 1-1, it's good. Points now for Price. Shots up. No good. Rebound. Tapped out of bounds. What do we got? St. John's ball. Transfer the bars was Kenny Hall, and it went off his hands out of bounds. Full court pressure by the Quaker. Carter to Thomas. Back to Carter. He goes up the middle with it. Gets it up to Gordon Thomas. Down the right sideline. Finds an opening. Bounce pass in the corner to right. Back to Thomas. Outside to Carter. Frank Gilroy is back in, and Bernard Renter is on the St. John's Redmond bench. Top of the key, Carter, left wing, Gilroy. Puts the ball to the floor underneath to Blair. Layup good. Got position on Leafson. Running Blair with the layup. He's got 6 points. Redmond trail by three. Quickly down forward, right corner. Kenny Hall outside the Salters. Leafson in the corner now to Hall. The jumper is up. No good. And we've got a foul underneath. and it'll be against Pennsylvania. Before the shot, the foul will be on Price. That's his third, and he'll come out of the ball game. Price is out. Tim Smith is back in with 5:59 to play in the half.
So a little bit of balance there. Wayne McCoy sitting down for about the last 5 minutes, and now Price whistles for the Pennsylvania bench with that foul burden.
Carter gets it up to Thomas, right hash mark. Thomas drives in outside to Carter. Looks at the zone. Carter left wing to Gilroy. Back to Carter. Pull high right side. Thomas baseline. Blair fakes the jumper. Now puts it up. It's good. Ronnie Blair with 8 points to lead St. John's. We're at 23-22. Pennsylvania by one. Salters into the corner to Hall. Back outside to Salters. Left side to Smith. Into the corner to Hall. To Smith, top of the circle to Ross. Ross to Salters. The Redmond stay in the zone. Salters backs out with 5:20 on the first half clock. Right wing to Ross. Top of the circle, Kenny Hall. Left wing, Salters. They're working the perimeter, the baseline. Ross can't find an opening. Now goes to the corner for the jumper. It's up, no good. Rebound player. Gets it up to Reggie Carter. Redmond have a chance to go up on top. Carter, top of the key. He'll take the jumper. It's up, no good. Rebound, Rudy Wright. Loses it, but gets it back. Goes outside to Flair, who drops for Carter. 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Right wing, Jordan Connor. Back outside to Carter. Left wing to Gilroy. To Carter. Thomas, pull high right side. Jumper's no good. Rebound is grabbed by Pennsylvania. Vincent Ross up to Salters. 4:35 to play. Salters into the corner. Kenny Hall. Jumper is up and good. First 2 points for Hall. Pretty jumper. 25-22, Pennsylvania. Redmond looking full court pressure. Carter gets it up to Thomas. Right hand mark. Bounce pass back outside to Carter. Right wing to Thomas. Into the corner. Back outside to Carter. To Thomas. Underneath. Ronnie Flair fakes the shot. Now puts it up and he's fouled. Flair fakes the shot. Went up. He was fouled by two or three guys. Carter sits down. Rencher back in. We'll see who the foul was on as there is a timeout on the floor. We'll come back with that information. 4 minutes and 10 seconds left to play in the half. Penn 25, St. John's 22.
You say that tells me it is the view at the bank that opens doors for you.
Richmond Hill, baby, Richmond Hill.
Here's good news for long-term savers. Richmond Hill Savings Bank's 8% a year savings certificate pays you the top effective annual yield of 8.45% when you leave your principal and interest on deposit for a full year. Richmond Hill's 8% savings certificate gives you maturities of 8 years or more with a minimum deposit of $1,000. Inquire about this guaranteed 8% a year savings certificate at any office of Richmond Hill Savings Bank in Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk. Member FDIC.
Back at the Greensboro Coliseum, Marque along with Bill Esposito. 4 minutes and 10 seconds left to play on the first half clock. Redmond trail by 3, 25-22. The foul on the University of Pennsylvania was on Vince Ross, the 6'8 freshman. That was his first. And Ronnie Blair will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Blair with a super first half has 8 points. That's his season average. To give you an idea of how balanced the scoring is for St. John's, haven't scored that many points. But Blair has 8. McCoy has 4. Then Carter, Rencher, Gilroy, Thomas, and Wright all with 2 points. St. John sends out Wright, Blair, and Gilroy up front. Thomas and Rencher at the guard for the University of Pennsylvania. Leeson will be at the forward spot. He'll be working up front with Vince Ross, the 6'8 freshman, and Tim Smith, the 6'5 senior. In the backcourt for University of Pennsylvania, James Salters working with Kenny Hall. At the free throw line, Ronnie Blair. First to two coming up. Shots up. Good. Blair with 9 points. Makes the score 25-23. 10. Blair's free throw coming up to our left. Shots up. Good. Blair with 10 points. Redmond trail by one, 25-24. They've never led. We were only tied at 0-0. Between the circles, Bobby Willis is back into the game, replacing Kenny Hall. Right wing to Ross, drop pass for Salford. Redmond are a man and a man to man. Outside to Willis. Willis to Ross, back to Willis. Top of the key, holds the ball above his head, left wing to Salter. Back outside to Smith. Into the corner. Can't find the opening, driving to the hoop and then dropping on the outside. Leeson drops for Willis, drives to the hoop in the lane, shots up, no good, rebound, Gordon Thomas. Hoop, half court pass to Bernard Rencher. Rencher, top of the key, left wing to Gilroy, bounce pass to Rudy Wright, loses the handle, tries to tap it around, grabbed by Pennsylvania. Good play by Leeson, catching up with the play. And comes back the other way, left to right. Salter at the right hash marker. Again there, the Redmond had a chance to go up on top. Cutting to the hoop, Salter's shot is up. It's around and in. James Salter with his first 2 points gives Penn a three-point lead, 27-24, as we approach 3 minutes to play in the half. Bernard Rencher crossing the timeline, works between the circles, left-hand dribble, high post to right. Left wing to Gilroy, back to Rencher, right side to Thomas to Rencher, top of the key. Left wing, Gilroy, moves inside, now outside to Rencher, fakes the shot, whole high left side, jumper is up and good. Bernard Rencher with his fourth point, Rencher trail by one, 27-26, up court quickly, Vince Willis gives it over to Bobby Willis. Underneath, quickly, the pass works to Smith, his layup is blocked, it's grabbed by Penn, the shot is up and good by Ross. Running player with the block, but Ross picks up the garbage and put it in off the glass. 29-26. St. John's comes back the other way. Gordon Thomas, right hash mark, double team. Gets it back outside between the circles for Rencher. Alley-oop play to Ronnie Clear. He loses the handle. It's grabbed by Smith. His pass is out of bounds. Well, the Redmond works the ball. He loses it, but losing it right back is Penn into the ball game. Comes Matt White. Ken Hall are in. Matt White and Ken Hall. They replace Leeson. And let's see who else takes the breather. Willis. Rencher from side court. Carter back in the game for the Redmond. High post to right. Left wing. Gilroy, he's got the jumper. It's up. No good. Ball hits the rim. Bounces over the backboard. And that's not going to do a whole lot for Frank Gilroy's confidence. 2 minutes and 8 seconds left to play in the half. Redmond trail by three. 29-26. Penn has led by as many as eight. On the walk and dribble, Salter. Clock winds down, 2 minutes to play in the half. Between the circles, Salter against Rencher. Outside to Hall. Left hash mark to Smith. Holds the ball above his head. Alley-oop works underneath. It's out of bounds. Off the hands of Vince Ross. Redmond will put the ball in play with a minute 53 in the first half clock. Redmond can close the gap to one. Rencher brings it up. Left-hand dribble crosses the timeline. Right side to Carter. Back to side to Rencher. Left wing to Gilroy. To Rencher, between the circles, right side, Carter, needs help, finds Rencher, top of the key, takes inside, goes outside to Carter, back to Rencher, good going by Penn, oh high left side, Gilroy's jumper is short, rebound on the floor, and we've got a foul. It'll be on Penn as Blair had his hands on the ball, the foul is on the University of Pennsylvania. Good go on Tim Smith, let's wait for the call. It is Tim Smith, his second. St. John's will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Into the ball game, Gordon Thomas replaces Frank Gilroy, having a rough time out there on his birthday. Gilroy sits down with 2 points coming from the free throw line, and it'll be Reggie Carter going to the free throw line for St. John's to shoot the 1-1. Minute 28, left to play in the half, 29-26, 10. Reggie Carter, 6'3" junior. Has just 2 points here in the first half. Puts the first one up. No good. Off the front rim. Rebound, Penn. Salters will bring it up. Reggie Carter having a tough time in the first half as well. Left wing, Tim Smith against the zone outside the Salters. Bounce pass this side to Hall. Top of the key for Smith. To Hall. Right side. Cross court to Salters. Minute 10. Left to play in the half. Left wing, Smith. Looks underneath. Can't find an opening, goes outside to Hall. 2 steps inside, cross court, bounce pass to Salter. To the corner, to Roy. Back outside to Hall. Takes inside, goes outside to Smith, left corner to Salter. Oh, high left side, ball's knocked away, grabbed back by Vince Ross and outside to Smith. Gives it to Salter, 40 seconds left to play in the half. See if Penn decides to go for the last shot. 38 seconds between the circles. Ross outside now to Hall. To Ross, fakes outside. Now finally gets to the Salters, 28 seconds. Salters, left-hand dribble. Loses it, but saved from going out of bounds by Hall. Into the corner to Smith. Back outside to Salters, 17 seconds. 15, Salters, right side. Now top of the key for Hall. Left wing to Smith. Cross court, the pass to Hall. Bounce pass underneath to White. Puts the layup up, no good. He's called for step. 6 seconds left to play in the half. Penn lost the opportunity. We'll see if St. John's can do it here.
They played it so well. Got that big man underneath, and then Penn lost on the walk.
Carter gets it over to Rensher. Rensher puts up a 30-footer. It's up. It hits the rim, no good. Well, that'll do it for the first half. We'll be back with our halftime guests. We go over the halftime scoring at the half. University of Pennsylvania, 29, St. John's, 26.
There's plenty that's happening, plenty that's new, at the bank that opens doors for you.
Richmond Hill, baby, Richmond Hill.
Here's big news. Richmond Hill Savings Bank's six-month guaranteed savings certificate pays you 0.25% a year more than the same U.S. Treasury bill, and your interest is compounded daily. Serious savers, can you think of a higher rate anywhere today for a $10,000 minimum deposit? Inquire about this guaranteed six-month savings certificate at any office of Richmond Hill Savings Bank in Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk. Member FDIC.
Going over the scoring in the first half, first for the University of Pennsylvania Quakers, Bobby Willis averaging 9 on the year has 10. Down from there, Tony Price with 6, Tim Smith with 4, Matt Wendell, James Salters. Those are the 29 10 points for University of Pennsylvania. A couple of ball players with 2 each, and Tony Price has 3. St. John's, Ronnie Flair with 10 points, 2 above his season average, 4 each for Wayne McCoy and Bernard Rensher. McCoy sat down with 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the first half. He has to sit for 11 minutes and 30 seconds with picking up 3 quick fouls. A lot of players at 2 points each for St. John's. Rudy Wright, Gordon Thomas, Frank Gilroy, and Reggie Carter held to just 2 points. He's averaging 15. Carter with just 2 in the first half. We'll be back with our halftime guest, Scotty Whitelaw, the commissioner of the Eastern Collegiate Athletic Conference. We'll be back at halftime to score Pennsylvania 29, St. John's 26.
To make it in New York, you have to be good because New Yorkers are demanding customers. Polio makes Italian soft cheese for New Yorkers and makes it so good that Polio ricotta and mozzarella cheese are the best sellers in this town, the favorite brands wherever they're sold. Quality is the main reason. Fine, dairy fresh quality. You can taste the quality in Polio's creamy smooth ricotta cheese. Here's the authentic flavor that Italians favor. Creamy smooth ricotta that blends easily and tastefully into everything from manicotti, veal parmesan, lasagna to cheese cake. Making dishes taste more delicious, more Italian. The same superb Polio quality is in every pack of wholesome, luscious mozzarella cheese. Easy slicing, fast melting, Polio mozzarella is in the best Italian taste, adding delicious flavor to your favorite dishes. Polio ricotta and mozzarella, made by the world's largest producer of Italian soft cheese, made by the same Italian family in America since 1899. No wonder New York's best Italian cooks prefer Polio.
Back here at halftime in the Greensboro Coliseum. Score 10-29, St. John's 26. This is the finals of the East Regional. We're very happy to have the commish, the big man, the godfather, from St. John's, Scotty Whitelaw, the commissioner of the Eastern College Athletic Conference, and of all of us here with Eastern basketball these past weeks. Scotty, you have to be the most happiest of all, I think.
Well, I agree, along with the St. John's, Pennsylvania fans right now, Bill. we all know, we were very fortunate this year to have eight of our better ECAC teams, including the Ivy League, the East Coast Conference, the Eastern A, plus our representatives from our three ECAC tournaments. And of course, with a great pitch to put down in Raleigh, Penn and Duke coming up with those super wins down there, in St. John's. Again, you know, we're here with all four, and it's been, I think the last time that happened, I guess, 1956, I think, but we had all four in the East Regional. So, again, I guess showing people, which I think we know ourselves, Bill, the quality of basketball in the East has been there, and we would like to have a showcase down here.
Scotty, tell me, from your position, there seems to be some sort of a downgrading of East basketball or of East sports. Is there any reason you can pinpoint that on, just other than provincial prejudice?
Well, I guess the sense of the whole situation, Bill. Although Syracuse, you know, again, and Rutgers have been successful into the Final Four here, I guess you don't get there every year. Some have a tendency to think you don't have strong basketball programs. But I think the quality of basketball throughout the whole country, not just the East, is improving across the board. As we know by our teams, our two teams, Rutgers and St. John's, now Pepsi against Ohio State and Duke, even in December, it shows, you know, that these teams can play with the best in the country. And I just think, certainly, just the leveling off of competition, I think, throughout the whole country. Look at DePaul, Britt, and it's a great team coming into the finals. And, of course, again, traditional powerhouses, but they have their problems as well as anybody else. So I don't have a real answer to that, I guess, Jill, but nice to have the showcase here again of our two teams here in our East Regional Finals. And regardless of who wins this ball game, and we're going to have a very fine representative out of Salt Lake City.
Scotty Whitelaw, Commissioner of the ECAC, thanks so much for coming up here at halftime. We'll see you after the ball game and have a few folks for them. Scotty, thanks again.
Good luck, Bill.
Thank you, Scotty.
Back at the Greensboro Coliseum, Mark Kay along with Bill Esposito. As we remind you, you're listening to St. John's Basketball on WGBB Freeport. And along with 300 Station Network with the Armed Forces Radio Network, we've just been handed the stats for the first half, and neither team really burning up the court. Field goal percentages for Pennsylvania, they're 9 of 25 for 38%. St. John's 10 of 27 for 37%. From the free throw line, 10, 11 of 14. St. John's 6 of 7. So really no team getting on track yet. Reggie Carter for St. John's, he's 1 of 6. Big guy for Pennsylvania, Tim Price, who had a Tony Price, he's 1 of 5.
The only fellow shooting out there, like he names it, is Ronnie 12, the Redman, who's gone 4 for 4. But the others are a little below par. Brady Rensher, 2 for 5. Reggie Carter, 1 for 6. Gilroy, 0 for 2. Wayne McCoy, 2 for 6. Gordy Thomas, 0 for 3. And Rudy Wright, 1 for 1. Price, the big man for Penn, has had a rough first half. 1 for 5 shooting, 4 for 6 from the line. But he's in trouble with the three fouls, Markovic, as is Wayne McCoy with the three fouls. And that fourth foul, no matter which way it falls, I think it's going to be a very, very important call in the second half.
Reggie Carter is going to have to get on track to St. John's. They need his outside shooting. As far as rebounding goes, Pennsylvania, one short of St. John's. The Quakers with 18, St. John's Redmond with 19. Big rebounder for Penn was Matt White with 6. St. John's led by three guys with 3, Rudy Wright, Reggie Carter, and Bernard Rensher. So two of those three are guards, and the forwards are really coming up short with the guards showing that they're crashing the board.
Mark, do you think it might be just a little bit tournament tiredness? Both clubs, as you notice, shooting very, very poorly. Kind of changed the shooting 500%, as is St. John's, and coming into this first half, shooting far below that. Do you think it might be the case that just in the last 2 weeks, and then Friday night, with a couple of real strained ball games there, they just might be running a little out of gas?
It's been a rough tournament for both these clubs. St. John's called the Cinderella team. They're on their magical mystery tour. But for everything that's said about St. John's, the same goes for the Pennsylvania Quakers. They were underdogs against Iona, North Carolina, and Syracuse. They come up with victories in all three ball games, just like St. John's. And the winner of this game will go on to Salt Lake City. But the pressure's been on these young ball players. They're in the NCAA tournament, national television, and it's a rough thing, got to remember. A lot of people look at basketball down this part of the country as if it was professional ball. These are just college kids who are between the ages of 17 and 22, and for the most part, this is the first time they've played in a game that is this has this much connected with it, and it's not an easy thing. Nerves have to take account into some of these players.
Well, you know, you get some of these clubs that we watched yesterday, UCLA, for instance, for one, the University of Arkansas for another. They have this to the Final Four. So it's yesterday that they have been, and that's all they're going to be, because they were knocked out by DePaul, who's never been there. And congratulations and God bless the veteran Ray Meyer, the DePaul coach, who as long as 35 years ago, Markovich, lost an NIT title to Joe Lapchick at St. John's University in the Garden. And Indiana State with the fabulous Larry Bird, the Bird flew yesterday. Those are two new teams in the front four. So perhaps we'll have a lineup of teams going into the front four who have never been there. But that will not be the case, of course. Michigan State has been there, and Notre Dame has been there. And those are the big clubs playing the Mid-East Regional this afternoon. But right here, we got the East Regional. Only 3 points separate these two clubs. And it's a question mark of issue of the turnovers. There have been 11 turnovers for Pennsylvania, 12 turnovers for St. John's. On the average, that's a lot of turnovers, and simply, both clubs have not taken advantage of them, of the other guy's mistakes.
Both teams send out the starting lineup from the first half for Penn, Rice, Smith at the forwards, White at center, Salters and Willis at the guards. For St. John's, Rencher and Carter at the guards, player Gilroy McCoy up front. Taps in the air, it's controlled by St. John's. Gilroy back to Carter. Carter up the sideline of Bernard. Rencher just underway in the second half. Rencher almost loses it, gets it back, goes right wing to Carter. Low post is Ronnie Flair. Turnaround jumper is up and good. Ronnie Flair comes out just as hot as he was in the first half. He's got 12 running close the gap to 129-28. Whole high right side, Bobby Willis into the corner to Salters. Back outside to Willis. Left side now to White in the corner to Salters. Ready man-to-man. Salters back outside. Bryce alone looks into the layup. Shots up, it's good. Over Wayne McCoy, who didn't foul him, just stood with his hands straight in the air.
Here comes the paper again. The stream is out on the court. And the game is started. Really, I think somebody ought to do something about this. In fact, I meant to talk to Scotty Whitelaw when he was up here at halftime. You hate to see the players penalized with a technical foul, either team, because of the real carelessness and lack of concern on the part of the fans.
19
marks that holds up the game should not be allowed.
19 minutes and 26 seconds left to play in this ball game. 31-28-10. Bernard Rencher looks at some full court pressure, gets it over to Gilroy, who crossed the timeline himself, back to Rencher between the circle. Man-to-man is done by a Penn Ellis ball out of it into a 2-3 zone. Ronnie Flair gets it to the baseline to McCoy, tries for the layup, he's struck by Price. Gilroy gets it back, McCoy grabs it off the floor, off the backboard, no good, and Ronnie Flair comes up with the garbage. Well, St. John's with a couple of breaks there. Bernard Rencher between the circles, left-hand dribble. Alley-oop to McCoy.
Oh, yeah! Beauty.
Takes it to the right side. McCoy went up and stuffed it through. 18 minutes and 51 seconds left on the clock. As time is called, some more streamers hit the court. And that should do it for the first half. We'll be able to play basketball from here on in. From side court, the Quakers will put it in play. Tim Smith gets it to Salter. Salter's between the circle. Better step now, pass the white left wing. Hold high right side, Price makes the shot, goes in, shots up, it's good. Well, he's caught fire. He's got 2 for 2 here in the second half. Tony Price at 10 points and 10 leads, 33-30. Rancher goes one-on-one against Willis, gets around him, that passes up to Carter, gives it back to Rancher between the circle. Rancher right-hand dribble, guarding McCoy now is 6'5", Tim Smith. He's leaning all over, now he drops off to White. Outside shot by Rancher, no good, followed by Gilroy, misses. Rebound grabbed by Penn, right wing Willis, behind the back dribble. Into the corner to Salter, he fakes the shot, working baseline, White layup is no good. Rebound on the floor, grabbed by Smith, stolen by Rancher. Rancher, behind the back dribble, now slows it down, almost lost it, crosses the timeline, works between the circle. Rancher to Carter, Carter to Gilroy, left wing, high post to McCoy. Moves in against White, bounce pass for Rancher. McCoy sets the pick, Rancher's jumper is up and short, rebound Flair. Flair outside to Rancher, left wing to Ronnie Flair. He's all high left side, now goes outside to Rancher. Cross court to Carter, he's called for step. Carter forgot to put the ball on the floor, the turnover will give it back to Penn. Quakers lead 33-30 with 17:39 left to play in the half. Inside court, James Salter will put the ball in play. He's working in the backcourt with Bobby Willis. Redmond say man-to-man. Willis has it, goes right hash mark, left-hand dribble. Back outside to Salter, to Smith, to Price. Top of the key, Price, left wing to Willis. Can't find an opening to Price, right side to Salter, right corner. Jumper put up in the air by Smith, it's good. 35-30, 10 by 5. They come out much shooting much better than they did in the first half. Bremen with a little bit of backcourt trouble. Rancher loses it, gets it back, goes to player right hash mark. Back to Rancher. Full court pressure by Penn. Right wing, Reggie Carter, he's got the jumper, it's up, no good. Rebound, Ronnie Flair has it stolen out of his hand. Salter's up court, down the middle, looks for the 15-footer, Fitzgerald passes underneath the Price, the layup's up, good, he's fouled.
We got out of the timeout here, Mark.
Price's shot is good, he was fouled by Rancher. Price now with 12 points, coming alive here in the second half. And there's a timeout on the floor, called by St. John. 16 minutes and 46 seconds left to play in the ballgame, 10:37, St. John's 30.
There's plenty that's happening, plenty that's new, at the bank that opens doors for you.
Richmond Hill, baby, Richmond Hill.
Here's big news. Richmond Hill Savings Bank's 6-month guaranteed savings certificate pays you 0.25% a year more than the same U.S. Treasury bill, and your interest is compounded daily. Serious savers, can you think of a higher rate anywhere today for a $10,000 minimum deposit? Inquire about this guaranteed 6-month savings certificate at any office of Richmond Hill Savings Bank in Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk. Member FDIC.
Back at the Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina, Mark Kay along with Celeste Zito. 16 minutes, 46 seconds left to play in this ballgame. Penn with a lead of 7 points, 37-30. They have led by as many as 8. Tony Price will be going to the free throw line to our left, and we'll try to match that 8-point lead that Penn had early in the first half. University of Pennsylvania shooting poorly in the first half, coming out here. They shot 38% in the first half, coming out here and shooting very well. Tony Price with 6 points, and he's trying for his seventh as he steps to the free throw line. That foul on St. John's was on Bernard Rancher. That's his third, the first of the second half for St. John's.
Bottom as we see Price on the line. St. John's slipping behind.
3-point play is up and good by Price. Full court pressure now by the Quakers. 13 points for Price. Rancher on the inbound play to Gilroy. Gets it over to Carter. Back to Rancher. Rancher to Gilroy to Carter. Across the timeline. 16:35 to play in the game. Wrenching between the circles. Red and trail by 8. Right wing to Carter. Bounce pass to McCoy. Back outside to Wrencher. Drives down the lane. 10-footer is up and good. Bernard Wrencher for 2. Redmond trail by 6. Right wing, Bobby Willis holds up. Now goes into the corner to Salters. Back to Willis. Full high left side. Price guarded by Gilroy. Bounce pass into the corner to Salters. Outside. Smith's jumper is up. No good. Rebound tapped off. And nobody went after it. Now finally Ronnie Player comes up with it. Gives it to Gilroy, who saves it to Carter. Carter almost loses it. His hand is all over the Redmond. McCoy decides he'll bring it up himself. Cross court to Wrencher. In the corner to Gilroy. He's got the jumper. He's alone. It's short. Rebound White. Up to Salters. Alley-oop for Price. Knocked away. And it'll be St. John's ball as Wrencher knocked it away and hit off Price's hand. 15:48 to play in the game. Redmond trail by 6, 38-32. St. John's ball from left to right. Carter, right hash mark. Bounce pass, top of the key to Wrencher. Moves down the left side. Top of the circle for Carter to Wrencher. Back to Carter. He's got the jumper from the wing. It's up. No good. Followed by Carter. Followed by McCoy. This time it's good. McCoy with 8 points. And 10 brings it up. 38-34. The Breakers lead. Whole high right side. Bobby Willis. Thinks underneath. He's called for step. Made the fake underneath in the turnover. Give the ball back to St. John. Inside court, Bernard Wrencher will put the ball in play. We've got 15 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Redmond trail by 4, 38-34. Crossing the timeline, Bernard Wrencher, left-hand dribble, puts it to the right hand. Now goes at the free throw line, underneath to Ronnie Player. The baseline lamp off the glass is good.
And quickly, St. John's has wiped it out. They trail now by 2. And having trail by 8.
Willis, right wing, puts up the shot, no good, but we've got a foul on the play. Foul will be called against St. John's. It could be on Carter. Let's wait for the call. Nope, it'll be on Bernard Wrencher. That'll be his 4th. Wrencher sits down with 4 fouls and 6 points, and Gordon Thomas comes back in. Thomas, a 6'4" senior, averaging 9 points on the year, had 2 in the first half. James Salters will keep the inbound play for Penn. It's just a White back outside. Bobby Willis against Thomas. In the circle. Right corner to Salters. At the wing. Outside to Willis. Takes left. Looks underneath. Now left hash mark for Smith. Top of the circle for Price. Gets around Gilroy. Drives to the hoop. Shots up and good. Price with 2 more. He's got 9 here in the second half. 14:34 to play in the ball game. 10 by 4, 40-36. Between the circles, Carter. Left side to Thomas. In the corner to Gilroy to Thomas. Outside to Carter. Backed out against the 2-3 zone. Right-hand dribble, Reggie Carter. Right side to Gordon Thomas. Bounce pass to McCoy. Moses is going out of his hands. He went up to the shot. Salters with the basketball. Up the middle. Salters, free throw line. Jumpers up, no good. Rebound tapped up, no good. We got a whistle and a foul. It'll be... let's wait for the call. It's on Pennsylvania. It's on Matt White. Now on White is his 3rd. And it'll be St. John's ball as the Redmen move it up court from left to right. But it might have gone against Wayne McCoy. They call it on White. Right hash mark, Gordon Thomas. Drives inside. Double team, needs help. Goes into the corner to Ronnie Blair. Back outside to Thomas. Top of the circle to Gilroy. To Carter. To Thomas. Backs out against the zone. Into the corner to Blair. To Thomas, to Carter, top of the circle. Left wing, Gilroy. Back outside to Carter. Whole high right side. Thomas wins it at the Salters. Unbelievable fitness. Salters down the left side. Carter is back for St. John's. Double dribble on Salters. 13 minutes, 37 seconds left to play in the game. The Redmond trail, 40-36. This Penn team really takes the ball away from you. Left wing, Gilroy. Back outside to Carter. Carter to Thomas. Back to Carter, top of the circle to Gilroy. Left wing, Gilroy. Outside to Thomas at the sideline. Puts the ball before it gets it to McCoy. Jumper from 15, good. Wayne McCoy with 10 points. Let him close the gap to 2. 40-38 down the right sideline. Bobby Willis. The corner to Salters. Back to Willis. Top of the circle to White. Cross court to Smith. Guarded by Blair. Back outside the circle, the whistle, and a 3-second violation against 10. 12 minutes and 59 seconds left to play in the ballgame. And a substitution for University of Pennsylvania. Leisman comes in replacing White. Also into the game, Ken Hall replaces Salter. Remmer to put the ball in play at the left baseline and move it up left to right. St. John's with a chance to tie. Crossing the timeline, Carter, right hand spark to Thomas. Has it knocked away, out of bounds, off of Price. And what is it? They got a foul on Price. That's the fourth foul on Tony Price. Fourth foul on Tony Price. We'll see if White Hour makes the substitution. He will. Putting the ball in play will be Reggie Carter. Carter to Thomas, back to Carter. 2-3 zone now by Pennsylvania. Left wing, Gilroy in the corner to Thomas. Back outside to Gilroy to Carter. Carter calls for the play against the zone. Thomas, right wing, at the baseline. Jumper is up, no good. Tap is good, the point.
Again, Price got away off him. They can't get somebody in from yet. He's got four fouls on him.
We're tied at 40, first tie in the game. Left wing, Bobby Willis. To the corner to Smith, outside. The Hall takes inside, goes back outside to Willis. Willis, stutter step against Thomas, makes the jumper to the baseline, out of bounds, it's 10 ball. Hit off the St. John's player. Finally, the substitution can be made. Vincent Ross is in. Tony Price will sit down with four fouls. Inbound play will be worked by Bobby Willis. Cutting to the hoop is Price, and the layup is up and good, rather not Price. It's Kenny Hall, pretty play, as he cut to the hoop, got away from his man, scored on the layup.
And he was fouled by Reggie Carter in the process.
Foul on Carter is in third. At the free throw line, trying for the three-point play will be the 6'2" sophomore from Atlanta, Georgia, Kenny Hall.
Now Price is on the bench, Markovich. They've got a replacement in for him.
12 minutes and 12 seconds left to go in the game. Shot is up by Hall. It's good. 3-point 10 lead, 43-40. Full court pressure by the Quakers. Gordon Thomas comes up the sideline, gets it back to Carter. Carter will cross the timeline. Works between the circles. 2-3 zone by the Quakers. Right wing, Thomas. Outside to Carter. To Thomas. Baseline player. The jumper is up. It's good. Ronnie Blair from the baseline, he's got 16 points, 43-42, and on top of 11:50 to play. Full high right side, Bobby Willis, he'll take the jumper from way outside, it's short. Carter has it knocked away, and it's grabbed back down on the floor, moving into the play, we got a foul. Looks like it's Carter again. Kenny Hall will be fouled by Reggie Carter, that's Carter's fourth. Carter on the bench with, rather Rencher on the bench with four, and there's Ali Calabrese, perhaps out in the ballgame.
And this is the captain's first appearance there in the regional. He did not play Friday night against Rutgers.
Carter is on the bench with four fouls. Rencher is on the bench with four fouls. Redmond ran into the same problems against Rutgers the other night. St. John's with 14 fouls here in the second half. And the University of Pennsylvania with two. It'll be Rutgers, the end ball from underneath their own hoop. Bobby Willis will see the inbound play. Last time they worked this, they got a three-point play. This time breaking to this side is Russ. That goes outside to Kenny Hall. Redmond's same man-to-man, cross-court to Willis. Right side to Smith, drives to the baseline, gets around the corner, steps on the baseline. It'll be St. John's ball and turnover. 11 minutes and 27 seconds left to play in the ball game. 43-42, penned by one. St. John's can go on top for the first time in the game. Tommy Calabrese crossing the timeline. Man-to-man by Penn, right wing, Calabrese gets it to McCoy, goes to the hoop. Double pump is good.
Unreal shot, it gives St. John's the lead.
44-43, St. John's on top by one, steal by McCoy. Up court quickly to Ronnie Player. Player down the left wing. He can't find the open. Oh, Joel for step.
He kept looking, thinking he might take the shot, thinking he might beat off Frank Gilroy, and that's what happened. He commiserates with Ken Ben, Tim Smith.
Inbound play is worked by Willis. He gets it over to Kenny Hall. Redmond go into a 3-2 zone. All the left hash mark. Redmond lead 44-43. Between the circles, backing out is Willis. Right side at the hash Clark Willis into the corner to Smith. Back outside the hall. Fakes left, goes right to Smith. He's got the jumper. It's no good. Going into the corner. Gilroy saves it to Thomas. Thomas, one on two, down the left side. Clark towards the player. Layup is up and good. And we've got a foul on the play. It's on Reisman.
Reisman got Clark, gets the new one in. A beautiful play and a beautiful pass from Gilroy.
Reisman's first foul. That's the third against Ted. And the Redmond lead 46 to 43. A 3-point play going up for running. They got 46 and 43.
To make it in New York, you have to be good because New Yorkers are demanding customers. Chalio makes Italian soft cheese for New Yorkers and makes it so good that Chalio ricotta and mozzarella cheese are the best sellers in this town, the favorite brands wherever they're sold. Quality is the main reason. Fine, very fresh quality. You can taste the quality in Chalio's creamy smooth ricotta cheese. Here's the authentic flavor that Italians favor. Creamy smooth ricotta that blends easily and tastefully into everything from manicotti, veal parmesan, lasagna to cheesecake. Making dishes taste more delicious, more Italian. The same superb Chalio quality is in every pack of wholesome, luscious mozzarella cheese. Easy slicing, fast melting, Chalio mozzarella is in the best Italian taste, adding delicious flavor to your favorite dishes. Chalio ricotta and mozzarella, made by the world's largest producer of Italian soft cheese, made by the same Italian family in America since 1899. No wonder New York's best Italian cooks prefer Chalio.
Back to Greensboro Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina. Mark Kay along with Gillette Cedillo. It's got a St. John's Redmond lead of 3 points. Their biggest lead in the game, 46-43 over 10. 10 minutes and 30 seconds left to play in this game. At the free throw line to our right, it'll be sophomore Ronnie Player, who's got 18 points in the ball game. He's been averaging 8 on the year. A super game for Ronnie Player. In all honesty, Frank Gilroy having trouble getting on track in this tournament. Last couple of games, he hasn't been showing anything offensively. He had just 2 points in the first half, has not scored here in the second half, but Ronnie Player picking up the slack. Again, fouls will play a role. St. John's with Carter and Renshaw, their two guards on the bench with 4 fouls each. For the University of Pennsylvania Quakers, Tony Price, their big 6'7" forward, is on the bench with 4 fouls as well. To our right, Ronnie Player will shoot for the 3-point play. Redmond have Calabrese and Thomas at the guard. Player, Gilroy, and McCoy up front. At the free throw line, Player trying for the 3-point play. Sets himself, shots up, it's good. Ronnie Player with 19 points. Redmond lead 47-43, tends up to score quickly. Right corner, Hall. Back outside to Smith against the 3-2 zone. Hall high right side, big draw. Into the corner to Willis. Lorenz traffic, goes into the corner to Leeson. Being tied up by Gilroy, goes to the baseline, has it knocked off his hands and out of bounds by Thomas. 10 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the game, 47-43 St. John. And a work the inbound play just to the left of their basket. Bobby Willis will key it for the Quakers. Goes into the corner. To Ross, to Hall rather. Back to Willis. Into the corner to Ross. Back outside to Willis. Cross court to Kenny Hall. At the wing to Smith. Top of the circle to Hall. Back to Smith on the bounce pass. Takes the boy in the air. Gets the jumper. It's up and no good. Rebound passed around and grabbed by St. John's. We got a foul to play. It'll be on Tim Smith for Pennsylvania, his third. And that'll be the 14th foul for the Quakers. Coming back into the ball game for the University of Pennsylvania will be Matt White. He replaces Tom Leeson. Leeson sits down. He didn't score. White back into the ball game. He's got 3 points. From 5 points, Calabrese will be working it up for with Jordy Thomas. Redmond by four, and they've got their hands on the basketball. Thomas, close to the timeline. Left hash mark. Gives it back outside to Calabrese. Right wing to Flair. Flair needs help. Puts the ball on the floor. Look down. Cross court to Gilroy. Outside to Calabrese. Takes right. Goes left to the wing. Outside helping him is Thomas. Back to Calabrese for McCoy. He puts the jumper up and short. Rebound pass. Knocked away by Flair. Grant back on the floor by Vince Roy. Russell drop off to Bobby Willis. Willis, hole high right side. Into the corner to Kenny Hall. Underneath the pass work to the baseline. They got a whistle to foul. And record with 5 team fouls, 10 with 4 into the ball game. James Dawson before it's in. He replaces Kenny Hall. Dawson will work the inbound play from the baseline to our left. Ball to the play, gets the left wing to right back outside to Willis. Into the face into the corner of Dawson. Now goes there. Dawson holds the ball above his head, takes the shot. Now will take it. It's up and good. Dawson was left all alone, so he figured he'd take the shot. 47-45, rented by two full court pressure by the Quakers. Calabrese gets it up court to Ronnie Claire. Right wing jumper is up and good. Ronnie Claire with 21 points. Redmond lead, 49-45. Quickly up court, James Dawson's right quarterback outside to Willis. Willis to Vince Ross. He goes to the baseline, moving in against Gilroy. It's Willis, and Gilroy calls for the block. Ronnie Claire's individual high was 20 points against Wagner, and that was the first time these two teams met. Now Claire with 21 points. Foul on Gilroy is his third. Redmond with 16 fouls. If the player was fouled in the act of shooting, or if it'll be an inbound play for the University of Pennsylvania. Going to the free throw line for Ben Nally, breakaway from there. It'll be at the baseline to put the ball in play. James Dawson will put the ball in play for the University of Pennsylvania. Looks inside. Now goes to the corner to Willis. Willis will back out against the St. John's zone. Three in the circle. Now whole high left side ball kicked by Blair, and it'll be Pennsylvania ball.
Blair plays a real relaxed defense, doesn't he? Very laconic. Casually lifts a quarter of a hand up and blocks something. Now things have been thrown out on the court again.
8 minutes and 24 seconds left to play in the game. The Linden lead 49-45. From side four, Jim Smith will put the ball in play for the Quakers. Foot towards the Salter. Salter looks in against the zone, goes back outside to Willis. Willis to Smith. Smith takes a jump on the left wing. He is up and good. He can't leave those guys alone. They'll fill the zone. Smith, two more points close to the gap to two. 49-47, St. John. 8 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the game. Calabrese, right hand squad, moves in against Dawson, cross court to Gordon Thomas. Thomas takes to the right, goes to the left, into the corner, double team there, looks out, gets it to McCoy. McCoy against White, who's got a whistle and a foul. Foul was called before the shot, and it'll be on White. Well, wait a minute. Now the other official comes over. McCoy lines up at the free throw line. So McCoy goes to the free throw line and shoots two. That was the 15th foul on Penn and the second against James Salter. McCoy to our right to shoot two with 7:52 on the game clock. First one's up and good. McCoy with 15 points, the season average. Reggie Carter again with just 2 points in this ball game. McCoy again to our right. Second and two. Shots up. Front ring, no good. Rebound grabbed out of the air by Vince Ross. Ross down the right side to Bobby Willis. Redmond on top by three. Into the corner to Salter. Top of the circle is Willis. Takes to the right. Goes to the left to White. In the corner, left side to Salter. Salter's against the zone. Back outside. Smith jumper from way out. It is good. They're killing St. John from outside. Redmond is blocking the zone. What Ross has been left to. 50-49, Redmond by one. Calabrese, left hand mark. Goes into the corner, drops outside to Gordon Thomas. Thomas puts the ball to the floor, works to the baseline. Layup is up and flat. Oh, he's got goaltending. Goaltending. Score two for Gordon Thomas. Two of the Quakers are down. Tony Price comes back into the ball game for the Quakers. He replaces Vince Ross, and this guy with 2 points. So Price, the first player back into the lineup for either team with 4 fouls, he's going to have to be careful.
It was Ross who blocked that shot, but really getting into the stratosphere.
Bring it up. the timeline. Goes between the circles. Needs help. Left wing to Gordon Thomas. Thomas backs in against Willis. Drives to the baseline. We got a whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Willis. That'll be his third and the sixth against University of Pennsylvania. So both teams now with 16 fouls. And it'll be St. John's ball from side court. No, we'll move it underneath at the baseline. St. John's will be putting in the ball in play at the baseline. St. John's captain, Tom Calabrese, will put the ball in play. Goes into the corner to Gordon Thomas, back outside to Gilroy. Gilroy to Thomas. Right hand dribble. Moves in against Willis. Now bounce pass stolen, and we got a kick ball. Willis stuck the leg out, ball hit that, so it'll remain St. John's ball. From the sideline across the court, Calabrese will put it in play. Outside to Gordon Thomas, between the circles. Thomas to Calabrese. Takes to the left, goes to the right, at the hash mark. Calabrese tries to get it to McCoy. Can't, goes outside to Gilroy, left wing to Flair. Flair underneath to McCoy, reaching in the foul on White. That's his fourth, and McCoy will shoot the 1-1. 6 minutes and 4 seconds left to play in the game. 52-51 St. John's, and we have a 1-1 situation as Matt White and Tony Price each have 4 fouls, and they're going to have to be careful as McCoy will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. St. John's is going to have to try to work the ball to McCoy. White with 4 fouls is going to have to lay off a little bit. Don't forget, they've got the big guy Leafson at 6'9 and has him on the bench, but he's just a freshman. McCoy tries for the 1-1. To our right, first one's up. It's short. Rebound on the floor and grabbed by Penn.
That could be a key miss right there.
6 minutes to play in the game. Price wraps off to Bobby Willis. Willis at the right sideline. Top of the circle for Stalter. Stalter to the wing to Smith. Back to Stalter. To Smith in the corner. He'll take that jumper. It's up and good.
And so it looks like Penn was out of it. But the Quakers have come back and have gone over. They haven't gone around the zone and have gone over.
53-52, Ken, and we've got a whistle and a timeout called by St. John's. 5 minutes, 33 seconds left to play in the game. 10-53, St. John's 52.
You say that got me, and you could be at the bank that opens doors for you. Richmond Hill, baby, Richmond Hill.
Here's good news for long-term savers. Richmond Hill Savings Bank's 8% a year savings certificate pays you the top effective annual yield of 8.45% when you leave your principal and interest on deposit for a full year. Richmond Hill's 8% savings certificate gives you maturities of 8 years or more with a minimum deposit of $1,000. Inquire about this guaranteed 8% a year savings certificate at any office of Richmond Hill Savings Bank in Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk. Member FDIC.
Back at the Greensboro Coliseum, Mark Kay along with Bill Esposito. 5 minutes and 33 seconds left to play in this game in the St. John's Regiment. Send out Ronnie Blair, Frank Gilroy, Tom Calabrese, Gordon Thomas, and Wayne McCoy. St. John's Regiment in foul trouble, Carter and Renter Heath with 4 fouls, 5:33 still to play in the game. Lucan has set the electric keep them on the bench. A 1-point Penn lead, 53-52. The Quakers have led by as many as 8 points. They did that in the first half, and as well, they did it in the second half. Reggie Carter has taken off his warm-up top. He's ready to come into the ballgame whenever he gets the word from Coach Lou Carter second. Quakers send out Price, Willis, Smith, Salter, and Ross. So they're really going without a center, without the guy who plays the center spot, although at 6'8", the freshman Ross is playing the center spot there. Calabrese on the inbound play, goes to the corner to Gilroy. Back to Calabrese, ball kicked by Salter, and the Redmen will have it again. Very tough defense by the University of Pennsylvania. Reggie Carter now comes into the ballgame. Carter replaces Gilroy in the lineup. Gilroy will sit down, so the Redmen going with Thomas, McCoy, and Flair up front. Carter and Calabrese to the guard. Reggie Carter just 2 points and 4 fouls. Left corner, Thomas. takes underneath to McCoy. Back outside to Reggie Carter, who gives it to Calabrese. Walks in against the zone, right wing to Carter. Back outside to Calabrese. To Carter. To Calabrese, left wing. Thomas has the jumper. It's up. It's good. Gordon Thomas with 6 points. Legend leads 54-53. On the walk and dribble, Bobby Willis. Whole high right side, cutting to the hoop. And Smith, the layup reverse is good. Tim Smith with a pretty move, 14 points for him, and a 1.10 lead. Reggie Carter crossing the timeline, right half mark, man-to-man by Penn. Left wing, Gordon Thomas to Carter at the free throw line. The jumper is up and good. Reggie Carter with two. Reggie leads 56-55, 435. Full court pass by Smith is knocked out of bounds by Gordon Thomas. A great play in catching up. 4:34, left to play in the game. The Redmond by one, inbound play, worked by Salters, and works this beautifully. He'll try to go off the shot on it. Into the corner to Ross. He looks outside and does to Willis. Redmond a man to man. Willis, full high right side, drives to the left against Carter. Gets away from him. Outside, we got a whistle. A foul should be on Carter. A pushing foul, and he's out of the game.
That is really going to hurt because of Reggie's presence. If this game winds down to the final seconds with a tied score, Reggie is the fella that Louis wants to get the ball. He's the guy that won the Duke game. He's the guy that came off the rim and let McCoy tap it in to win the Rutgers game. And Reggie Carter is on the bench.
Well, looked like Bryce really drew that foul against Carter. Did a nice acting job of backing up when he set the pick. Make it look like Carter pushed him to break open. That only the officials can tell us. They're closer to the play. At the free throw line, Price, Tony Price, drives for the 1-1. Redmond on top by one. First one's up. It's good. What a smooth ball player. Tony Price with 18 points.
Luke Carnesecca is up talking to the official scorer now. Chased back on this side of the line by the official.
Louis was guessing the fact that it was Price who was supposed to take the shot.
Oh, I see. And again, the official says, Luigi, you must recline. Sit down.
At the free throw line, Price for the second half of the 1-1 with the score tied at 56. Shots up, it's no good. Rebound player. Player protects the ball, now finds Bernard Rencher. Rencher to Calabrese. To Player. Back outside to Calabrese. 4:10 on the clock. Calabrese looks at the 2-3 zone. Goes to the right side, and Rencher can't save it. It's
a hand
ball off his hand.
Pass didn't come too good from Calabrese. Penn hustled in there, out of bounds play, at St. John's West.
4 minutes to play in the game as Willis brings the ball up. Looks between the circle. Outside to Stalker. Right wing to Smith. To Ross, top of the circle. Takes to the left, goes to the right to Willis. Guarded by Rencher. Rencher's got four fouls. Willis works in against him. Cross court, top of the circle to Stalker. Back to Willis. Top of the circle is Price against Flair. Shots up. It's good. 20 points to 35 and a 2-point lead. 58-56 for Penn. 3:25 on the clock. Left wing, Gordon Thomas. We've got a whistle and a foul. Fouls on Ross underneath against McCoy. Second foul on Ross, and McCoy will shoot the 1-1.
And Ross, in retaliation, looked for the referee and grabbed himself around the neck as if to explain that I didn't foul him. It was Wayne trying to strangle me. Your Honor?
At the free throw line, Wayne McCoy.
What kind of excuses do you get from the players when you're refereeing, Mark? You must get some doozers in there.
I never make excuses. First of the 1-1 for McCoy. Shots up. Sure. Rebound tapped up in the air and out of bounds. Let's see what they're going to do here. This play is not the score we're going to make all day. They say St. John's ball. Hit off somebody, went out of bounds, and the referee on the outside made the call. He was looking underneath to see if anybody else had it. He thought he did, but nobody made the call. He did. Rencher on the inbound play to Thomas in the right corner. Thomas takes the shot, goes outside to Flair. Player drops for Rencher. 3:13 to play in the game. Red and trail by two. Rencher between the circles. Left hand dribble. Right side to Thomas. Back outside to Rencher. To Thomas at the wing. Jumper is up and good. Gordon Thomas with 8 points. And with 3 minutes and 1 second to play, it'll be 10-4, and we're tied at 58. On the walk and dribble, Bobby Willis, top of the circle. Left side to Smith, looks underneath, cross court, Price is alone, takes the jumper, now puts it up, it's stuck by Dayway, he's called for the foul.
Looks like he was on the ball.
Fourth foul on Gilroy, Price will shoot two. Minutes and 49 seconds left to play in the game. 58-58, and Price is at the free throw line. He's not the guy you want to foul, but they weren't doing that in that case. Gilroy just playing tough D. First to two for Price is up. It's good. Price with 21 points, 15 here in the second half.
And there in these last few moments, Price is free throw shooting.
Shut up again this time, no good. Rebound McCoy off the Rencher. Rencher will let Penn get up court and slow it down just a little bit. Rencher between the circles, 2:40 on the game clock. Left side to Gilroy, back to Rencher. Takes the jumper, right wing Thomas has the jumper, it's up no good. Rebound pass, grabbed by player and out of bounds. It's St. John's ball off of Warhawks. Thought they might have called a foul on Ross. Looked like it might have been over the back of Flair, but they say it was out of bounds off Ross. Inbound play will be worked by Rencher. Rencher alley-oops to McCoy. He goes back up with it. It's up, no good. Rebound. Saved from going out of bounds by Penn at Tim Smith. Penn with a one-point lead and 2:20 on the clock. We'll see if Weinauer wants to pull time and talk over what he's going to do. He does not. Crossing the timeline, Bobby Willis. Right side to Price. Cutting to the hook. This alone to the lamp. He's stuffed by Flair, but it's Flair fouls him. Foul on Flair is his third. And a two-shot foul coming up for Penn. Into the ball game comes Matt White. White replaces Ross. Vincent Ross, the 6'8 freshman, sits down with 2 points at the free throw line. Smith will be shooting two with 2 minutes and 9 seconds left on the clock. Penn leads 59 to 58. A big free throw coming up for Tim Smith. He's a senior at 6'5. First one's up. It's good. A small club, this University of Pennsylvania team. 60-58, 10 by 2. Smith free throw good. 16 points for Smith, 61-58, and St. John's will bring it up court. Running player, right hand spark, outside to Rencher. Fakes right, goes left to Thomas, back to Rencher. Left wing, Gilroy. To Rencher, high post to McCoy, right wing, Thomas drives to the hoop. We got a whistle and a foul, a blocking foul against Tim Smith. That's his fourth, and Gordon Thomas will go to the free throw line and shoot the 1-1. Well, Penn has been making their free throws, and they're staying ahead of St. John's. Now it's up to the Redmen as the senior, Gordon Thomas, the 6 foot 4-inch senior, steps to the free throw line for the 1-1.
And in the last few moments, Wayne McCoy has twice missed on a 1-on-1.
Thomas set four right for the first of the 1-1. Right hand shooter, first one's up, it's good. Thomas has 9 points, that's his season average, and he closes the gap to two, 61-59 with a minute 54 left on the clock. Both teams are over the limit. Thomas to a right, free throw is set, it's up, it's good. 10 points for Thomas, Redmond trail by one, 61-60, and will put the ball in play. Willis working in the backcourt with Salters, Price, White, and Smith up front for the Quakers. Salters with the basketball, right sideline to Smith, back outside to Salters, to Price. To Salters, fakes right, goes left to Smith, he fakes the jumper, outside to Price. Fakes right, goes left to Willis. Willis guarded by Thomas. Puts the ball to the floor. At the left hash mark. Woods between the circle. To Price. Left side. Fakes right. Goes left to the sideline. Has the ball on the floor against Gilroy. Cross court outside to White. Minute 18 on the clock. Back to Price. Price drops for Willis. And willing to waste time. Willis down the left sideline to Matt White. big guy, White, outside the fight. Put the ball to the floor. Left hand squared to Smith. 1 minute left to play in the game. Fourth court, Matt White, guarded by McCoy. Bounce pass to Saunders and the fouls on Renshaw.
And that will expel Renshaw from the ball game. Mark, I didn't think that Penn would elect to let the air out of the ball and try for a safe shot. I thought they'd go right to the hoop.
Renshaw sits down. He scored 6 points. So the Redmen really not getting much out of their two backcourt starters, Carter and Renshaw, combining for just 10 points this afternoon. Two men have fouled out for St. John's, Renshaw and Carter. Calabrese comes into the ball game for St. John's. 55 seconds left on the game clock. 10-61, St. John's 60. And James Salters, a junior from Malvern at 5'11", will be at the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Salters is set. Two are left. First free throw is up. It's good. Salters with 5 points, and Penn continues to make the important free throws. 62-60, 10 by 2. Salters to our left. Second half for the 1-1. Shots up. Around. No good. Rebound. White. Follow. No good. Rebound. Foul. And a foul on White.
Foul on White. Oh, how this game can turn around. How this crazy game can turn around in a split second.
And now White fouled out.
White goes to the bench. And Frank Gilroy, a young man who has not had good nights or good afternoons here in this tournament while the St. John's team has enjoyed success, can now bring them to an even keel. And it's what could well be the final 52 seconds of one of the most bizarre basketball seasons that St. John's has ever gone through.
52 seconds left on the clock. And Weinauer is going to have to make the substitution. He's taking his time, which is making Frank Gilroy think about the free throw.
Well, how much time has he got? 1 minute? 1 full minute when a man fouls out.
Ken Hall will come into the ball game. Hall at 6'2", so Weinauer deciding not to go with the size, but with the speed, as he will leave Vince Ross on the bench. Frank Gilroy pacing around at the top of the circle has a chance to tie this ball game up with the 1-1. Gilroy really having his troubles in the last couple of games, but it's his birthday today. Oh, Frank, he'll step to the line and shoot the 1-1 to our right with 52 seconds on the clock. First one's up. It's good. 3 points for Gilroy. He's set for the second half of the 1-1 at 62-61. Gilroy to our right. Free throws up. It's good. And we'll bring the ball up court right to left.
You think they'll go for one shot, Mark?
Well, they've got nothing to lose if they do. If they do put up early and miss it, St. John's has an opportunity. Let's see what they do. Salters back outside between the circles. Goes right side to Price. Price takes left, goes right now, back passes to Tim Smith. Smith left hash mark to Willis. Back outside to Kenny Hall. Hall is guarded by McCoy, gets around him, goes outside to Smith, back outside to Salters, right wing to Price. Price to the sideline against Gilroy, outside to Salters, and the foul's on Calabrese.
Tommy trying to get in there for a quick steal. Reached out and tapped Salters on the back, right under the big number 3 that Salters wears.
A 1-1 situation for Salters. Vince Ross will report into the lineup for Pennsylvania as Weinauer and Karnaseca try to work their strategies here. Ross is in. Hall is out. At the free throw line, it'll be Salters to shoot the 1-1. There are 23 seconds left on the clock, and we're tied at 62. Salters to our left. Has the 1-1. Takes his time. Shots up. It's good. Salters with a big free throw. Gives Penn a 1-point lead. 63-62. Second free throw coming up for Salters. He's set to our left. Shots up. It's good. 2-point lead for Penn. 2-point lead, 64-62, 20 seconds, lots of time for St. John's. Gordon Thomas crosses the timeline and calls a timeout. 17 seconds left to play. The score, Penn 64, St. John's 62.
There's plenty that's happening, plenty to do at the bank that opens doors for you.
Richmond Hill Saving, Richmond Hill.
Here's big news. Richmond Hill Savings Bank's six-month guaranteed savings certificate pays you 0.25% a year more than the same U.S. Treasury bill, and your interest is compounded daily. Serious savers, can you think of a higher rate anywhere today for a $10,000 minimum deposit? Inquire about this guaranteed six-month savings certificate at any office of Richmond Hill Savings Bank in Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk. Member FDIC.
There are 17 seconds left to play in this ball game. The Pennsylvania Quakers 64, St. John's 62. The Redmen are looking for the shot. The man they would want to take the shot, Reggie Carter, is on the bench with 5 fouls. The two starting guards for St. John's, Renter and Carter, both on the bench with 4 fouls each, with 5 fouls each, rather. They both fouled out. We go into overtime. That'll be a factor. But before we do that, St. John's has to put the ball through the court with 17 seconds left to play. A 2-point University of Pennsylvania lead. St. John's sends out Calabrese, Thomas, Blair, Gilroy, and McCoy for Pennsylvania Salters, Willis, Smith, Ross, and Price. From side court to St. John's, Redden will put the ball in play.
Keep your eye on Gordon Thomas. I think he may well be the man.
Ball will be put in play by Tom Calabrese. Calabrese looks, finds Blair. Blair will drop outside to Calabrese with 15, 14 seconds, 13. Calabrese right hash mark, right wing to Thomas. Back to Calabrese. Jumper is up, no good. Rebound Thomas. Follow is up, no good. Rebound Blair, no good. Ball is out of bounds. We got a foul. We got a foul on Gilroy to play. The foul's on Gilroy, and that should just about do it. The Redmen had the opportunities. They had three opportunities.
They had plenty of soft, easy shot, right from the perimeter outside. They did not get them, and turned them back.
Gilroy is fouled out with 5 fouls and 4 points.
Rudy Wright comes into the ball game now. The Penn bench is up. The Penn fans are going bananas as well they might. But don't pick up your sandwich yet. Don't uncap the bottle of beer.
3 seconds left in the game, 64-62. Redmond have to work a play. Should Price miss the free throw here? It's a 1-1 situation.
He has to miss the free throw. He makes the one free throw, and this season is over.
Price at the free throw line, to our left for the 1-1. Sets himself there. Shot in the air. It's up, around. No good. The play call time with 2 seconds left on the clock. There are just 3 seconds left, or 2 seconds, rather, 2 seconds left to play in this game. 2 seconds. St. John's Redmen will put the ball in play. Rudy Wright, Lenny Flair, Tommy Calabrese, Wayne McCoy, and Gordon Thomas are in. Gordon Thomas will be at his own baseline, trying to throw the pass the full length of the court with 2 seconds left. Let's see what St. John's coach Lou Carnesecca has come up with. Gordon Thomas to our left at the baseline. Baseball pass goes laid down court to McCoy. It's stolen by Ross, and that'll do it. The University of Pennsylvania will travel to Salt Lake City in the Final Four. We'll be back to wrap everything up. The final score, 10-64, St. John 62. That's the Greensboro Coliseum, Mark Kay, along with Bill Esposito. And the University of Pennsylvania, the Quakers, will travel to Salt Lake City. They're one of four teams that will play there for the NCAA championship. What a super year for St. John's. The Redmen finished 21-11. A Cinderella story if we've ever seen one, traveling to the NCAA, being the 40th team to be picked, the final team to be picked. From there, the St. John's Redmen went on with some super victories over Temple, Duke, and Rutgers. Let's go over the scoring first to the University of Pennsylvania. They were led by Tony Price with 21 points. Tim Smith had 16. Bobby Willis had 10. James Salters with 7. Ken Hall with 5. 3 for Matt White. 2 for Vincent Ross. For the St. John's Redmen, who had 62 points in the game, They were led by Ronnie Flair with 21 points, 15 for Wayne McCoy, 10 for Gordon Thomas, 6 for Bernard Redger, 4 each for Frank Gilroy and Reggie Carter, and 2 points for Rudy Wright. Reggie Carter held to just 4 points in the game. Bernard Redger to just 5. Normally that combination is good for 25 points a game. They were good for only 9 this afternoon. The other player fouling out, Frank Gilroy, had 4 points, all coming from the free throw line. A super year for St. John's. Nobody expected it to last this long. A lot of hopes to crush now. The St. John's Regiment wanted to go out to Salt Lake City, as does every collegiate team. But the University of Pennsylvania Quakers, who had just about the same type of Cinderella story as St. John's, except they earned their way into the playoffs from the beginning by winning the Ivy League Championship. In the NCAAs, Pennsylvania has defeated Iona, North Carolina, Syracuse, and St. John's. What a set of credentials as Pennsylvania travels to Salt Lake City.
So the year that started out so long ago with a close victory on the free throw line when American University missed. Russ Powell missed a couple of shots in St. John's, 172-70. Comes to a close far away from Alumni Hall here at the Greensboro Coliseum. A tremendous season, a comeback year with Luke Conestek and the boys, number one gave up, and went down to a superlative effort to the University of Pennsylvania. Mark, I don't know of a more bizarre season than this one just passed. I don't know of one that's more ups and downs, or more heartbreak, more heroic, or more cliffhangers than just in the recent weeks. And it has been a great season. The Redmen have nothing to be ashamed of as their disappointed fans stand here and watch the jubilant Penn fans cut down the nets and do all the things that winners do in the tournament. And before I forget, Mark, this is the last one until next year, but it has been one of the great pleasures of my career in sports information, in sports and athletics station, to work beside you during the season. It's one that I will always remember, Mark, and I hope that we can pick it up again next year.
Well, the St. John's Redmen fell up 2 points short, 64-62, but this game ended. Well, just like the season was, an up-and-down affair, St. John's having to struggle back. Redmen had their opportunities to tie this ball game up. Tommy Calabrese, whole high right side, missed the jumper. Gordon Thomas got the rebound. His follow wouldn't go, and the St. John's Redmen come up 2 points short. That'll do it for St. John's basketball for the 1978-79 season. You've been listening to WGBB Freeport, and this afternoon, we were lucky enough to broadcast this game along the Armed Forces Radio Network to some 300 stations across the world. Our thanks to them for allowing us to bring that game to them all across the United States and the world. So Coach Bob Weinauer and the Pennsylvania Quakers, with a record now of 24-5, travel to Salt Lake City to take on the winner of the Michigan State-Notre Dame game. That game starting just about now as the Quakers will make plans to travel to Salt Lake City. I'd like to thank the Richmond Hill Savings Bank and Polio Foods, who have stayed with us the entire basketball season. And thanks to their efforts, we've been able to bring you St. John's basketball through the regular season and the NC2A tournament. My thanks to Bill Esposito, a pleasure always working with him, and our thanks to the athletic director of St. John's University, Jack Kaiser. Always his help, a pleasure. The St. John's Redmond coaches, Lou Cornesecca, and his first assistant, John Kress, who will be leaving this year to take on a coaching role, a head coaching role of his own. That is it for the 1978-79 basketball season. The St. John's Redmond ended 21-11, an absolutely super year for Redmond basketball. To our listening audience, we thank you for sticking with us. The final score, once again, the University of Pennsylvania 64, St. John's 62. Have a good afternoon, everybody.
St. John's University Basketball on 1230 WGBB.